Hi, everybody. My name is Bea Bonner, and you're listening to Community Voices right here on NPR Illinois. Today, I am talking to Brandon Davis, Anna and Craig McFarland from the Front Row Network. Thank you all for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Now, Craig and Anna, we know you all quite well, like Community Voices. You all are involved in local theater, the Front Row Network, and whenever we need you all, you're always there. So I wanted to take a little time to get to know Brandon. I think this is the first time that we've had him on Community Voices. So if you don't mind, could you just introduce yourself a little bit, maybe tell us a little bit about you? It's all about you right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I just live about 30 minutes north of you guys up in Lincoln. Got to be a part of the Front Row because our editor-in-chief, Jeremy, and I were friends in college and brought me down to guest on a show at some point. And then within probably the next month, I was hosting my own show. And I've been doing that for about 5 years now. But yeah, been doing this podcast thing for 5 years. I work in HR, talent acquisitions, at a company up in Bloomington. So that keeps me busy during the day. But like Craig and Anna, I'm involved in local theater here in Lincoln. I'm on the board of Lincoln Community Theater here in town. And so I keep busy in local arts that way too. So yeah, very, very arts minded.
Awesome. And you're very knowledgeable about movies. I'm like, I don't think I've ever heard anybody talk about movies in such an articulate way than you all. It's so crazy.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, it's been fun. Eric Flick joined me almost close to 2 years ago. So I'd been doing the show solo for a while, but it was nice to finally get a co-host in there who enjoys classic films as much as I do and who I can bounce off of. And he likes, you know, all of the behind the scenes stuff like I do. So we enjoy bouncing that off of one another.
Well, that's awesome. And you all started a really cool thing during the pandemic called Friday Night Flicks. So these were virtual viewings where you all took turns choosing movies to watch. And I think you even threw in a couple of shows. So how did you all start this? When did this become a real thing?
So it all started about a year ago, or just a little over a year ago, when we realized that we had no idea how long we'd be away from each other in terms of kind of meeting virtually with things. And so we just decided that on once a week, and it ended up being Friday, we would go ahead and rotate who selects a movie. And it's a way of saying, like, we love these movies ourselves personally, and we wanted the other two to be able to watch these films. Or maybe it's a film that we had never seen that we really wanted to get around to watching. And it sort of helped set aside a time that we knew what we were doing in the middle of, especially the beginning of the pandemic, when no one really knew what was going on day to day. We knew we could look forward to Friday night and to watch a movie together. And we've been doing that now for over a year, and we've watched some great movies along the way, and everybody gets a chance to pick. It's pretty nice how it's all worked out.
And now, Anna, I have a question for you. Now, when I hear people say a good movie or you should watch this movie, I'm always wondering, how do they base their criteria for what is actually a good movie? And so for you, what is your definition of a good movie?
Oh, that's a great question. For me, I find it hard sometimes to pick which film I want to watch each week, to be honest. So I've started a little list, which makes it easier. But for me, what makes a good movie is something that is memorable. If it's something that sticks out in my mind and I want to watch it over and over again, or if it's something that I watch once but has really impacted my life, then to me, that's what makes a good movie. It touches each person differently. And I think that's the beauty of the arts, is that everybody can take away something different. And that's what's been great about our Friday Night Flicks too, is being able to watch different films and have those that I have new memories now from watching those films, or movies that I'd never seen before that I always wanted to get around to seeing. So I think each one touches a little bit differently, and that's what makes each one so special.
What about for Brandon or you, Craig? Is that what makes a good movie for you, or what's your own definition?
For me, I don't know, a good movie for a long time, you know, it's kind of, you can't quite pinpoint, it's kind of, unidentifiable, but there's always that little special something that you walk away from it, just, you know, feeling as though you've had a great experience. Eric and I actually just interviewed an author named Jeremy Arnold, which you can hear our interview on NPR Illinois Community Voices, their website, and he said the perfect movies always have proper balance. So everything from storytelling to acting to the look of the movie, it all balances out perfectly. And normally, I guess that's a great common denominator when you're walking away from something. It's you've had a wonderful feast for the eyes, ears, and then you walk away with something to think about. So yeah, just a perfect balance of all of those great ingredients that go into a movie.
You know, I think that these two really nailed it, because to me, it's so much more about that feeling and that memory that you have walking away from the film. One of my favorite film is Dead Poets Society. And in that film, Robin Williams makes fun of the idea of trying to put poetry into this definition of what makes a good poem. And you really can't do that with art forms, right? And I think that that's why I liked that interview that Brandon had got to do with Jeremy Arnold, because he didn't necessarily put it in a box, but he did say that these are some of the elements you'd like to see in a really good film. And certainly we've been able to watch really great cinema throughout the last year because we've all had a chance to really kind of show ourselves through the movies we're presenting to other people.
I love what you all said, because I think you definitely can't put movies or anything in a box, but it just shows how important it is to each person. And I know during the podcast episode, when you kind of discussed, you know, watching all of these movies, you all listed kind of all the ones you watched. And so one thing you all didn't hit though was, what was the most surprising movie that someone picked for you?
Ooh, the most surprising film. You know, I gotta say that I come back to, I forgot how much I liked Clueless. Anna had picked Clueless for us actually to celebrate her birthday. And it's one of those films where I had seen it, of course, but it immediately brought me back to the 90s and to that feel. And so, I don't know, it was just like a surprise again, how much I loved that film and how much I related to that film and kind of dug into the characters a little bit more than I did before, because I always think of it as kind of like this bubblegum type of movie, but it really is pretty deep in what it does. And it's a perfect articulation of what the 90s were. So I think Clueless was probably my most surprising, that I loved it as much as I did.
And Craig took what I was going to say. Clueless popped into my head just because I had never seen it before. And it was one of those things I just kind of dismissed for a long time. And then when I watched it, I was like, man, this is very ironic, witty, funny. You know, it was just something I kind of just thought of, like Craig said, as kind of a bubblegum movie, but it definitely isn't. There's a point of view there. And so I kind of walked away with that, kind of surprised and ashamed of myself that I hadn't watched it yet.
No, Anna, I think that's the perfect choice that you picked, because I love the fashion from Clueless. I think it is so iconic. So what was your thinking when you said, hey guys, we're going to watch Clueless?
You know, and that's been what's so fun too, is since it was my birthday, I thought I'm going to watch the movie that I want to watch. So I thought of them in mind, but you know, I just, it's one of films that, like they said, it has a deeper meaning to me always. And it's just one that I always go back to, and I hadn't seen it for a while. So it's been fun to watch different movies like that. And likewise, when other films are picked for me to watch that I haven't seen before, maybe something I wouldn't normally gravitate toward, but I'm so thankful I watched it. And I think that's something that's really special about this, having films that are handpicked for you to watch. For me, the one that was really stands out as something I was surprised by was Psycho. I hadn't seen that movie before. I don't know what I thought it was, but I really enjoyed seeing the film, and it meant so much more to me than I had seen.
Now, did you all watch any scary movies or something that really got your skin crawling, maybe during the Halloween season?
Not so much scary movies, I don't think, because I don't know that any of us are super into horror as a genre. We did watch some of those Universal monster movies, which are really fun. We watched Frankenstein and Bride of Frankenstein back to back. That was a really cool experience. And then, as Anna mentioned, we have watched a ton of Hitchcock over the last year. And that's a director that I had seen Psycho before, really nothing else. I had seen Rear Window only because Brandon introduced that to me before this last year. But that is a director that I've come to really learn a lot about. And so the way that he puts suspense into film, it's just wonderful. Another movie, it's not necessarily a horror movie, but it's the movie we started with this all. The first movie we watched was Knives Out. And that is a wonderful film if you're looking for kind of that thriller, sort of that whodunit kind of sort of dark comedy. It's wonderful. And it's available on streaming now pretty regularly. So I would definitely suggest people check out Knives Out if they haven't had a chance to do that.
I think the interesting part about what you guys did is that you all seem very open when it came to these movies. There wasn't any pushback, or that I know of. Maybe there was some pushback behind the scenes, but well, maybe we should talk about that. Was there a little pushback or hesitation when it came to watching some of these things?
I don't think so. For us, it's been, if there's something that I'm picking between, I'm like, oh, I don't know if they'll like this film or if they'll like this one. Sometimes we'll send it in a chat to each other and say, can you pick one of these two for us and decide? So if I'm ever hesitant about what somebody might want to watch, that might be a good way to go about it. But otherwise, it's just been really agreeable and fun. And we'll do teasers on Friday to each other, like, hey, guess what film I'm going to do today. So it's just been really something to look forward to. I couldn't ask for a better group to do it with.
It's funny because I gave Craig several years ago, like he asked me for a list of movies to recommend, older movies. I gave him a very long, long, long list. And I think we've watched a lot of the ones that were on the list, and it's something that probably he wouldn't have gotten to within the next decade, probably. But within a year, we've crossed probably half of that list off. So that's been fun to do.
It really has been. And, you know, I try to like sort of understand that there are movies out there that I really enjoy that maybe particularly Anna may not necessarily enjoy. So I am such a huge comic book nerd, and I've only had us watch like one comic book movie. We watched Superman because Superman is so fundamental to a comic book film. But, you know, I try to kind of curtail like and think about, oh, well, these two might not necessarily be as into watching Captain America every week like I am, that kind of a thing. But no, there really hasn't been any pushback as far as like no one's vetoed a choice and said, no, we can't watch that.
Maybe if Anna had seen LA Confidential first, she might have.
That is true. LA Confidential was probably one that might have.
And I just razzed him the whole time we're watching it. So that was a good one too.
Oh my goodness. Well, if you all ever watch something comic book related, you know, that's my jazz right there. You know, I love, you know what? I just got done watching the Titan series about, you know, the Teen Titans. And it's, when I watched it, I thought it was going to be very cartoon-like, but it's very dark. So I can see why sometimes people may not be into that sort of thing, but it's really good. So you might want to put that on your list. But for, you know, I have a selfish question for myself. Now, Craig and Anna kind of know that I'm very into Disney. I'm into theater, and I like many different things. If there was one movie you could recommend me to watch this weekend, what would it be?
Oh, Brandon, you want to go first?
Oh, man. Well, we just watched this past weekend, and it's a movie I watch every spring just because I don't know why it reminds me of springtime, but we watched Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, which I think is a perfect movie. It's got Paul Newman and Robert Redford together, both at their peaks. And even if you don't like Westerns, I think it's a movie that you can respond to because it was a modern Western when it came out in the late 60s. It's got a 60s pop score to it that not many Westerns have, and it's funny, and it's a perfect springtime movie just because of also the great scenery that's being filmed around it. So that's one that I always go to this time of year.
My dad might enjoy that. He's very into Western, so we might be able to watch that together.
I'll make two recommendations because one is a movie near and dear to my heart, and then the other is the movie I'm picking for us to watch Friday. So you could almost watch it along with us, which would be fun. But the first is I don't know why this movie does springtime for me, but I always watch The Rocketeer every single spring because I think it's because of the opening shot where the sun is rising and this great score by James Horner, and it just kind of puts you in an atmosphere where it's like old Hollywood in the spring is when I imagine this movie taking place. And it's just such a wonderful, wonderful film if you've never seen it. And then the second one is because it's baseball season. And I made these guys watch baseball movies last year. I'm going to make them watch a baseball movie this year. Maybe the best baseball movie. We're going to watch A League of Their Own this week. And that's such a fun, fun, fun movie and such a great way to revisit, again, early 90s Tom Hanks, kind of Tom Hanks at his absolute pinnacle. And I absolutely love that film. So that's what we're watching this weekend.
Awesome.
Yeah. And for me, I like to tie in with the current dates. And so two films that come to mind right away, because it's what time of year it is. Apollo 13. This is the week that disaster happened. And that's one of my favorites. And I tend to gravitate toward some of those 90s films. So Apollo 13 is one that I've been thinking about watching recently, and also Titanic. It's also that time of year as well. So those are two films that always come to mind, and I probably will watch them this week.
Well, I have some great watching to do too. But speaking on trying to, you know, get me to watch some more movies, I know you all were talking about, you know, suggesting that other people really would find this therapeutic. So, you know, sit down with some friends and watch some movies. Have you all ever thought about, you know, the Netflix watch parties? I know you addressed that a little bit in the podcast episode, but to get more people involved, what about a Facebook watch night, Netflix, you know, watch series? I don't know. What do you all think about that?
I think we definitely should do it. And it's great. I'm actually in a couple of different groups and some other shows that just do a comment thread on Facebook. You know, everybody starts it at the same time and people can comment along as they go. And I think that that's a really cool idea for sure. But, you know, our question for you is, what would you have us watch? What do you think we should watch?
Oh my goodness. Well, one movie I just got done watching that I really enjoy that I've probably watched about 5 times now is Bohemian Rhapsody. I really enjoyed that movie. I thought the acting was really good. It made me very emotional and I enjoyed the music in the movie. I think it was a very important story to tell because I didn't know a lot about, you know, Queen. I didn't, you know, they were just a band to me. I wasn't alive when they were a big thing, but I know they inspired a lot of culture. And so for me, it was learning about people that I never really knew about, but has influenced our culture so much. Like when you go to the bar, they're going to scream those songs at the top of their lungs. You know, that's a thing. You know, even when you go to a wedding, everybody knows these songs, but I don't think a lot of people know the story behind those songs and these people. So for me, that would be my choice.
Excellent. That's awesome. Yeah, no, we need to do some of those watch parties and things like that, though. We'll definitely get on that for you for sure.
I love it. I love it. And then one final thing I'm kind of thinking about is for my birthday, I was able to rent out one of the movie theaters at the AMC. And so I was able to invite about 20 people to come watch a private viewing of, I think we saw, what did we see? Judas and the Black Messiah. Yes, that's what we watched, which is also another great movie that you should check out. But I really loved that movie, but I thought the experience was really cool. I think we rented it out at like 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. So there wasn't too many people around. They had sanitized and cleaned the theater. It was just us in there. We social distanced in there. I had everybody get tested. So that was a really cool thing that I got to do. And so I'm wondering, in the future, do you see yourselves doing an event like that where you can possibly have good movie discussions afterward?
You know, we did do a little bit of that before the pandemic. We were doing some screenings at the Hoagland Center for the Arts, and that would be something that would be great to come back to as well. But the whole idea of renting out the movie theater and stuff like that, I think that that's a really intriguing thing. And I wonder if movie theaters will continue to allow you to do that into the future, even post-pandemic. We'll have to see what the world looks like after that. But to Judas and the Black Messiah, my pick for Best Picture, we're talking all things Oscars next week on the Front Row Network. And so certainly Judas and the Black Messiah will hopefully be well represented there. It's such a great film. Definitely worth going to check out for sure.
Yeah, I agree. When I was in the theater watching this, the movie was long, but I didn't notice because I was sitting there like, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen next? Oh my gosh, like what's going on? So it actually made me go back and do some research about these actual events. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the good thing about all of these movies. Even if it's not a real world event or it's fiction or something, something in that movie holds a little bit of substance in people's lives. So it makes me want to learn more, especially on things about mental health or history or things like that. I think it really helps me to open my mind to more knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So just to wrap things up, if people want to listen to your movie reviews or if they want to find out more, send you movie suggestions, how can they get in contact with you all?
Brandon, did you want to?
Yeah, for my show in particular, for Front Row Classics, you can find us. We have a Facebook group. Just type in Front Row Classics Podcast and you'll find us. You can also get a hold of us on Instagram at FRN Classics Pod. And then if you want to email us and just let us know how we're doing or you want to suggest a movie, it's classicsfrn@gmail.com.
And then for myself, I co-host Beyond the Mouse, a Disney-themed podcast for the network. And you can find us on all the social media by searching for Beyond the Mouse. We did just start a new Facebook group too. We're having some really cool discussions in there. So that's Beyond the Mouse Podcast Pals. And then of course, you can listen to all of our episodes for the Front Row Network, either by looking at the Community Voices tab on nprillinois.org, or you can find us on any podcast app by just searching for our show name. So Beyond the Mouse for me, Front Row Classics for Brandon, or any of the other shows shows that we have on the network as well.
Awesome. And is there anything else anyone would like to add today as we wrap up?
I appreciate having this, something to look forward to. It's a really easy thing to do and to keep in contact with friends every week, especially now since you can message back and forth and just keep in touch once a week. And it's just been really rewarding. And something that if you're at all interested, I would strongly encourage you to do.
The only other movie that I can recommend for you is Promising Young Woman. I watched that last weekend and it was so good. So that and Judas and the Black Messiah, those are my two picks for the year for best film. So check that one out too.
Yeah.
Awesome. Brandon, any last words?
Anna said it pretty clearly. It's just, doing what we've been doing the last year is just a good way to keep in touch and to, just keep introducing things that you love to your friends. Also, just be on the lookout. The beginning of the first week of May is the 80th anniversary of Citizen Kane, a movie that a lot of people consider to be the greatest movie ever made. So if you haven't seen it, that's a movie that I would recommend to give a chance to.